This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series on joy. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, "Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." There is joy, firstly, in our faith. And Matthew Henry, in his Bible commentary, and it was the section on Romans chapter 14, said this: "Surely we serve a good master who makes peace and joy so essential to our religion." Praise God. What a beautiful quote. Matthew Henry acknowledged, as a man who studied the Bible extensively and was a mighty man of God, he acknowledged that we serve a good master who makes peace and joy so essential to our faith. You know, God has made peace and joy so central to the Christian faith. Many people have such a distorted view of what awaits them in the next life. You know, whether it's sitting on a cloud with a small fat angel playing a harp for all of eternity, certainly doesn't sound great, along with the thought of standing in front of, you know, some angry, austere God that, you know, has no interest in relationship, only rules. I think people can have a very distorted view of God the Father, of eternity. Sadly, our eyes have been blinded to the joy that awaits us in heaven as we are reunited with loved ones, as we witness the glories of heaven, stand on streets of gold, meet saints of old, hear angels sing, and see our blessed Savior face to face, to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." All secrets revealed, all wounds healed, all questions answered, all burdens lifted, all desires fulfilled. Psalm 16 and verse 11. "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore." Joy is an essential element of the Christian faith. Some religions emphasize knowledge, works, sacrifice, service, some even violence. But the message of Christ is peace and joy. Joy that we are forgiven. Joy that we are now children of God. John 1 and verse 12, "As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God." You see, we are the Sunday morning people. The birth of Christ, our Savior, was characterized by joy. And we see this in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 9. "When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." The wise men rejoiced when they found Christ, as did the shepherds and angels who witnessed his birth. And we see this in Luke chapter 1 and verse 39. In Luke chapter 1 and verse 41, "As it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit." And chapter 2, "And the angel said, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "Good tidings of great joy for all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." Hallelujah. But it was not only his birth, his life was characterized by joy. Hebrews 1 and verse 9, "You've loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." The ministry of Christ brought joy. He brought joy as he healed and delivered, as the blind saw, the cripples walked, and the lepers were cleansed. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23 just gives us a little snapshot of the ministry of Jesus. And verse 23, "Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout Syria, and they brought him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan." And the problem is, sometimes we read this, but we don't really hear, see, or feel it. Think about it. People condemned to suffer and die are suddenly well. A man who's had a death sentence because of leprosy is suddenly restored, reunited with his family, and accepted back in society. The possessed delivered, free at last from a lifetime of torment. The cripples now stand and the blind now see. Can you imagine the joy? The holy pandemonium as family, friends and little children crowd around their loved ones who weep with joy and gratitude, all because of one touch from Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. There is no message like the gospel message. It is a message of abundant, overflowing joy. Amazingly, even Christ's death resulted in joy because he rose victorious on the third day, defeating sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave. Matthew 28 and verse 8. So they went out quickly from the tomb with great fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Rejoice. Jesus had one word for them. And that is rejoice. And in the same way, the closer we walk to Jesus, I believe the more filled with joy we're going to be. Acts chapter 8 and verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes at one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. You see, Jesus Christ is the only true source of lasting joy. Do you know him? The Christian faith brings joy because it is the truth. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me." And it's the only way that works, the only life that satisfies, the only faith that makes sense. It's the truth that sets men free from the bondage of sin and darkness. Acts chapter 26 and verse 15. So I said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Arise and stand to your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. And this is why joy is coming to you who belong to him. Do you believe it? Are you ready to receive it? Think about it. Joy is a core part of our faith. The joy of sensing his holy presence as you pray, as you repent, or as you read your Bible, or as the Bible speaks to you, as you gather for public worship, as you share your story or lead a soul to Christ. There is joy in proclaiming his message. To be honest, there are things I've felt at times, particularly during altar calls, that I could not put into words. It truly is joy unspeakable and full of glory, a joy that literally swells and thrills your heart. Did you know that our very salvation caused joy to erupt in heaven? Luke 15 and 10, in the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And the Amplified, in the same way I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents, that is, changes his inner self, his old way of thinking, regrets past sins, lives his life in a way that proves repentance and seeks God's purpose for his life. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful blessing to think that we can pursue God's purpose for our lives. What a wonderful thing it is to know the Lord, to be saved, to walk with him. In Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.